On today's 1000th episode of OMG Craft, we interview Notch.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today is April 1st, so instead of showing off a tip for Terraria, and that was a real option for a bit, I'm going to show you a few pranks to pull on your friends on this wonderfully horrible holiday. So, most people know about the easy prank of setting down some TNT, setting some sand, or a camouflage block on top of it, and then putting down a pressure plate. Now, there is a little bit of an issue with this sort of contraption, and I'll demonstrate it over here. I actually added an extra block. If you put the TNT and then whichever camouflage block you want, and then your pressure plate, if you walk over it, you can hear the TNT go off, you can run away, plenty of time to get far, far away before it explodes. This really isn't a useful way to prank someone in Minecraft. But if, instead of just keeping this solid block below it, you dig two more down, go ahead and place your TNT where you had placed it before, add your camouflage block, and then add your pressure plate on top of it. If someone was to fall for this obvious trap, they will now fall into the sand, unable to get out before the TNT explodes, causing destruction. So let's say showing a big pressure plate is too obvious for you. Well, many scenarios, like inside of homes, unfortunately I haven't built a home for you to see, use carpet. So there's a few different ways to hide your TNT underneath carpet. So let me go ahead and show that off. It's going to start with a block of redstone, and you would build this underneath the carpet. Then go ahead and throw down a piece of redstone, a block next to it, and a lever, just like this. And what's going to happen is the redstone is going to point away. It's going to point in a direction, which means that you can place the TNT right here, and it's not going to go off. Now, normally, this would activate the TNT, but for some reason, and this is almost like a little glitch, it doesn't. And if we can even break this away, just to make it even more compact, and all that this TNT is waiting for is some sort of block update. It's looking for some way for this to be updated. I'm going to go ahead and grab some water bucket, just so I don't destroy this area that I'm building. I'm going to break this block underneath and place some water down, so that when I place something next to this TNT, it's going to go off, just like this. Oh, and that didn't work at all. Come on, fall into the water, fall into the water. Come on. Oh yeah, perfect, just in time. So that is the mechanic that we're going to be using. And the way that we're really going to pull it off is let's go ahead and put down a piece of dirt, the TNT that we want to explode, and then let's grab some redstone ore. And you can get this by getting a silk touch pick. And if we go ahead and place this on top of the TNT, and then place something like a camouflage block on top of that, so let's go ahead and grab some of this carpet and place it right on top, this will just be ore until someone walks over the top of it, and then all of these particles will act as exactly what we want, is it to update the block next to it. So I'm going to go ahead and break this just because I don't want to wait. Oh, I got rid of my redstone ore. To go back and grab some. Just because I don't want to wait for the particles to stop moving. So place that down, place our camouflage right on top. And let's go ahead and do what we did before with the redstone block. So let's go ahead and grab that block. I keep just grabbing the opposite one that I need. So go ahead and place down the block, put your lever next to it, and then the redstone on top. Well, now we can go ahead and break this lever, and now this is ready to go. Now, remember that you can't really place any block next to it, so this whole contraption should be built ahead of time, but you can imagine that a floor could easily be built And then if someone steps on top of it, it activates the TNT underneath without the use of a pressure plate. Super simple, yet super effective so that people will not notice the TNT that you place on the ground. Now, using this same technique, we can do something very interesting that creates a trap just like before. With the sand trap, it was much easier to keep someone pinned down because the TNT caused, when you activate TNT, it becomes an entity instead of just a block, which means that if I put something that will fall with gravity, like sand on top of it, and then a pressure plate, and activate it, this whole thing will fall out from underneath the pressure plate. This was the thing that we used. This was the behavior that we used before. So let's create another trap, and I like this one a lot, and it also uses carpet. So we're going to go ahead and place... we can either use the same technique that we did before, but if we take some signs and add this to the sides of the TNT, and you can, it doesn't have to have anything. Now you can start to create a platform. We've done this before when trying to create pathways that for mobs to, that mobs would not understand, their AI would not understand that they can walk on these pathways by creating carpet sort of bridges. So once you have something like that, you can go ahead and place your carpet on top, just like this. Boop, boop. And you have to aim right for the top of the sign, and me on this laptop here, it's a little bit difficult. Now, what is going to happen is once the TNT becomes an entity, these signs won't have anything to grab onto, which means that they will fall away. So, either we could have attached these signs, and it's easy, it's you can attach a sign onto TNT below and then raise it up if you need extra room for some reason. So you need to place a sign on top of that sign, and now you have signs on top of signs on top of signs. And if you break a sign, you know they all will break away. So just as a demonstration, let's just go ahead and set off this TNT by grabbing some flint and steel. And all of this will break away, allowing whichever player you have sitting on it to also break away and fall to their death or be trapped in with TNT as well. So the thing that everyone wants to figure out is how to set up a trap where when you mine out some piece of ore or maybe a diamond block, if you don't have Silk Touch yet, how it creates TNT to explode from a wall. And let's go ahead and show off how to do that, because by popular demand, that is what everyone wants to know. So we're going to go ahead and use an ore block. Go ahead and put down the ore block that you want people to mine out. And what you're going to do is place a torch on the back side of that. Then you're going to go ahead and place sand on top of that. And that is because we want this to be affected by gravity. So you could use gravel as well, but we want this to fall just so your TNT isn't resting on this block later. Then put a torch on top of that. And the way redstone torches work is if the stick is being powered, the torch turns off. And now this is safe to put TNT around, and you can place it all around here. You can put it on the sides and backs, and I could even put one over there. Let's put one right here, just like that. Then we would hide all of this, so just by smelting up some stone, we'd just go ahead and fill this all in, and now you can't see it. Now when you go ahead and grab this block, it breaks the torch that is on the back side. So you can see this torch that's holding up the sand. It's going to break that away off of the block, which powers this torch briefly, which causes the TNT to ignite. So if we break this, you can see that fall. You can see back here the TNT is going off. Obviously, you wouldn't keep that shown. And boom goes the dynamite, as they say. I hope that you have fun this April Fool's Day this year. And if you have some tips that you'd like to send our way or just some feedback, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com. And feel free to subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. Also on iTunes, or leave a comment down below if you're on YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!